On this episode of Us Millennials, we are introducing Newsroom. It's not going to be the best newsroom that we've ever done because we kind of just slopped it together in 5 seconds before we started this, and that's our fault for not being prepared. Sorry already in advance.
It's potentially going to be the best.
But it's good. But I think it's good. I honestly think it's good. The whole concept of Newsroom is going to continue to grow. But so we're going to do Newsroom. We are going to do things that millennials have killed. See what we've been up to. I don't think they're all new, but it's just like we have like a list of things that millennials have killed, and we're going to chit chat about that. I am going to introduce a new segment called Gamify Marsh, because I am back in school and walking amongst the youths every day and learning their culture and their language, and I would like to pass on some of my stories about my encounters with them. They are an interesting group, because now the freshmen are like born in like 20 or 2000 or something like that. So yeah. And then we have Andrew Flagel, the artist formerly known as Flag Daddy. And we're talking about his journey into becoming a father, which was, it was a very, very good conversation. It was very interesting. Talked about some funny stuff, some serious stuff. It was really cool. So, look forward to that. Hold your avocados, my friends. We've got one hell of a show coming your way. Welcome back. We are going to hop right into it with Newsroom here, and I will start. Nike is dead in the water, boys. Burn all your... burn your Nike. Rick? Figures?
Nike. You know, of course I'm in Nike, right?
Figures, you'd be representing Nike today?
Of course I'll be wearing Nike, huh? That's
Mighty
me.
Bold.
That's me. And it's kind of hard me walking around these streets with Nike now. It's difficult.
I, for one, I went out back yesterday, took out the fire pit, and set flames to all my Nike apparel. I cannot stand behind a company that would so just blatantly endorse someone who hates the flag. You know how I feel about the flag. Big patriot, America. Yeah, so I mean, Nike lost a, you know, they lost a customer in May. They're just gonna have to watch me burn all my Nike stuff that I already paid for on social media.
Yeah, their loss.
So, are you like a New Balance guy now?
No, I'm a free agent. I need to see
what other.
I want to know who
can offer me the most. Like, you know,
who backs. Who backs the flag the most?
You know, the red and white. Like, who...
Yeah, I need to know who's going to be... Who's going to make me feel most...
America.
Yes. I want to feel like a bald eagle when I put on...
You know, Under Armour or something.
Yeah. Under Armour right now, here's the
opportunity. I feel like Under Armour, yeah. Under Armour's
right now. Here's the opportunity
to
step up and say, hey, we love
America. We like America, actually.
We love America, so... Enough with this Kaepernick feller.
Exactly. Their logo should just be like, just two eagles.
Exactly. You
know, like the Under Armour
with
logo.
Crossed?
With the cross, like two eagles crossing their wings.
Exactly.
That should be theirs.
Because clearly Nike's, they're dead in the water.
They're done.
I feel like that might be like crossing a bridge with, was it Hollister or Abercrombie? With, you know, they got the bird. All of a sudden you got just two birds doing an X. I don't know.
Nah, yeah, that's
I feel like you can get away with that.
Yeah.
You can get away with that?
Yeah.
It seems like they're infringing a little.
You just wait for the C&D, mm-hmm. and then you go from there. So yeah, Colin Kaepernick, now the face of Nike's new. Did you see the commercial thing that they did?
I thought that was pretty cool.
I'll play a little bit of
it. You even quote tweeted it saying,
"I said dope." I did say dope, which obviously doesn't reflect how I really feel about the situation because I burned all my Nike stuff yesterday.
Nike just took a major loss.
Nike's feeling it. They'll be feeling it for sure.
If people say your dreams are crazy, if they laugh at what you think you can do, good. Stay that way. Because what non-believers fail to understand is that calling a dream crazy is not an insult. It's a compliment.
Man, this is cool.
When they talk about the greatest team in the history of the sport, make sure it's your team. If you have only one hand, don't just watch football. Play it at the highest level. And if you're a girl from Compton, don't just become a tennis player. Become the greatest athlete ever. Yeah, that's more like it. So don't ask if your dreams are crazy. Ask if they're crazy enough.
And sorry, but I have to burn all my Nike. Sorry, Nike. So, but in all seriousness, that was really cool.
I'm a fan of it.
Hot take.
I'm pro-Nike. I'll say it. I think it's pretty cool.
Also, my other headline. Anonymous White House official claims to be part of a resistance against Trump. So, Trump's getting impeached.
It's happening.
Thank God.
Yep. It's happening. You can pretty much chalk it up. This one's for real. Trump's getting impeached. So take that one to the bank.
Thank God.
I guess America's
I'm
not
just so
great
sick
again.
Of all the hate on Twitter back and forth. Can we just relax?
So obviously, I mean, I don't know if you can tell, but Trump's not getting impeached. I can't tell if you're going along with my bit or if you're.
I wasn't listening at all to what you said.
Well, that is really professional.
I tune in and out through all these things.
I mean, you were looking right at
me. You stared into his eyes. Like, you were really into his eyes. When
I'm really good at pretending to listen.
You know, that's, you know, some people just have gifts, and sound guys got a gift.
Moving along, why don't you go ahead, Reed?
Thank you. Finally, the important stuff.
Yep.
Colton Underwood's the new Bachelor. Oh, are you kidding me? This guy's the worst.
Why?
He there's something just not right about him, and he's fake. He's fake.
Give me some talk. Yeah, I've never seen this guy.
You're not fans of The Bachelor or Bachelorette, huh?
No. Never seen an episode in my life.
Should have came with us to Jimmy's mom's house to watch it. It was
didn't,
pretty fun.
So
didn't.
Had some wine, a little pizza, some cheese.
Didn't.
It was delicious.
Wasn't there.
Anyways,
sounds like a nice
so
spread.
So Colton, brief stint in the NFL.
Oh.
Not much of a career from what it seemed like.
Oh.
And then he decided to help needy children. They had some sort of...
Wow, this guy sounds really terrible, Reed.
I don't know why you're hating on this dude. Followed his dreams, made it to the NFL, then he's helping... I mean...
Yeah, and then he goes on the Bachelor or Bachelorette once, loses on the hometown dates, comes back many seasons later, pretty much the same story. The big plot twist with him is he's still a virgin, and the way he portrays this, the way he walks about it is like just, I'm trying to think of the word here, but it comes off like he's this big storyline that it's just completely false, like... It just seems like there's just no way all these pieces just fall together quite like this. Like, he comes off as this perfect guy, but yet then all these chicks are just like, no, something's wrong with him. Something is up. There's like, he's lying.
You believe he's lying. You believe none of that's true.
Well, the football thing's true. There's this cherry thing is true, but I feel like he's just really milking
as much attention as he can get. I see what you're saying.
And like the virgin thing just seems to put it over the top. It's like that's like an, but they make it into such a big issue. And now ABC
Is
that the mature way to say it?
That's the way.
Anyways. ABC's milking this. Like, just get them off the show.
So basically, like, they're on there and just like, oh, by the way, here's a guy that they make sure they say all those things about him before.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Virgin, NFL player.
I watched
player.
One episode late into the series or the season, and I learned all that, like, first 10 minutes. And they're like, oh, yeah, this guy, like, they say it every episode. Like, okay. Why does it need to be keep reiterating this? Why is this constantly? Let's learn something new.
So you're getting tired of this guy.
Getting tired of the fact it's the same storyline. And it's like, okay, we know what this guy has to offer. Again, he seems like the perfect guy for these ladies.
I think you need to write him a letter or something. We need to have.
Where's the negative that they're not picking him?
You want a flaw, and you want it now.
And I get where the virgin thing could be a flaw. I get that. So like, okay.
Whoa, Reed.
Are you virgin shaming?
Hold on, pump.
No.
Wow.
The ladies possibly are.
You just said
I get
he's a
where
virgin,
it could
that's
be seen
bad.
As. That's not what I said. You son of a gun. That's not what I said.
You son of a gun.
You.
No, what? It's just like.
I have a real issue with it.
They're beating this dead horse. Like, let's just move on. Let's get some good TV.
You want some entertainment?
Yes.
You basically is.
I've seen
born.
This episode. I've seen this season already. I've seen it. Now he's going to have however 30 more chicks and tell the same thing over to, and it's going to be a snooze fest.
Well, you guys got to hear first. Reed does not. What's his name?
Colton Underwood.
Colton Underwood. If he ever
listens
to this.
Going on Jimmy Kimmel tonight, so that episode's going to suck.
I bet it's going to be great, and I bet you're going to watch it.
No, I'm not, because it's going to suck.
You'll see clips.
You'll see something.
Well, unfortunately, I will, and it's going to suck.
Yeah, this guy sounds terrible.
I mean, it sounds like it's charitable.
He's played in the NFL.
What a horrific
man. What a real piece of shit, huh?
Let's go back
what
to the
a piece of work.
Thing. So Trump's impeached, huh?
You should have listened the first
too
time.
Too late now. You're too late.
No, I'm going to keep saying that because I'm like, I could not be more sick of people, like hearing people say like, oh, is Trump's getting impeached this time? Like you hear about what Trump did? I heard that this time he's probably going to get impeached.
Not going to happen.
Please never say that to me ever again. He's not getting impeached.
We need to get an intern to give him a blowjob in the Oval Office. Hands down. Let's go.
Did Clinton even get impeached?
No, I think he stepped down. I have no idea. I don't pay attention to politics.
I don't.
Politics is my worst area.
Down? Nixon didn't get impeached, did he?
I think that they impeached him.
Yeah.
Well, isn't the technical term for impeached just to get, like, threat? Like, you go up front of
Congress
to get kicked out. It's not actually physically
it's like
out.
It's like that's just, like, that. I guess that would be, like, you're, like, under investigation.
Yes.
Something
tells me Nixon didn't actually get kicked out either.
Yeah, I don't
I don't give a shit about politics.
That wasn't my time anyway.
It seems like it's just a bunch of angry people talking about bullshit that no.
Yeah,
So back to Colton.
Back to Colton.
Rick, you seem like you have something to say.
Yeah, about Colton?
Do you, or can we just move on to
Rick? Oh, no, I have
nothing. Rick's thing.
My thing? Well... we're going to take it to the sports realm, of course, because that's me.
Okay, but, let's hear about it.
So I don't know too much information because I can't find a lot of information on it, but there was a video clip of a girl playing basketball, and let me tell you, if you guys watch this video clip, it's buzzing right now. Like,
I saw it.
You saw it? Yeah.
I saw it.
She is hooping. I mean, shout out to her. She's hooping. She's playing against dudes that are, like, twice her size, and, like, she's playing physical ball. Like, they make sure the video of getting her, like, she's playing physical ball. She's taking, like, bows a little bit. Like, guys are, like, boxing her out and, like, literally driving hard on her, and she is just, like, she's with it. She's the only girl in there. She's, like, the only girl in the whole clip, and she's just really balling on him. Like, after a while, you don't even know, there's no difference. Like, she's playing, like,
Sue Bird
she's
style.
On, like,
mind
yes.
if I hop in? Mind if I hop in?
Oh, you jump right in there.
They're taking it easy on her.
So you think like watching? That
I think
video,
that I could beat this girl in a game one-on-one.
Adam, there's word that you can't beat like
probably a few. You probably can't beat a few girls.
Maybe Brittany Griner.
I mean, none of us.
Brittany
can
Griner eats you for lunch.
Brittany Griner maybe. Balls on you. I mean, like, let's take it that way.
She's got a bigger.
She could spot you. She could spot you 20 points in a game of 21. That's game.
Speed advantage.
From where to
Stop.
Where? What, full court? You guys can play 1-on-1 full court.
Yep. If I get the ball first.
Okay, who gets
the
ball first?
If I get the ball first.
All right, jump ball.
Well, she's got to tip it back.
Jump ball.
And then I go get it.
No, jump ball.
You still
got to
go up for it, too. And then she'll.
Okay, even then, shoot for it. Shoot for the first ball.
I'll outshoot her. She can't shoot.
There's no goddamn way you outshoot any WNBA player from anywhere on the court.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not going to be a game of shooting. We're not playing fucking horse. We're playing a game of 1-on-1.
1-on-1.
Yeah.
You get the ball first.
Yeah.
Where are you, like, thinking you're going to score on her? At what point? Is it a shot? Is it a jump shot you're going to score? Or are you driving
left,
to the
left, right?
anywhere it falls, Rick. I mean, what are you talking about? I can go anywhere on her.
I'll probably go to the rack, but I got a step back.
I mean, I can do anything I want. Left hand, right hand, reverse, any way.
Okay, enough of this. But all I'm saying is, yeah, they were probably taking it easy on her. Put a girl up against any, like, top athletes of guys, and I'm sorry, but it's
how
just,
tall are you?
I mean, it's not going to work, yeah.
How
I feel
tall
you.
Am I? Like, that's not the quite, like...
That's not the thing.
It's how lengthy I am, you know, like, wingspan. My wingspan is, like...
Your wingspan's definitely shorter than your height.
My wingspan's, like, 6'8", 6'9". I have huge arms. I don't know.
So you think they were taking it easy on her? You don't think they were, like, really playing her?
Probably not.
Like, you thought, like, all right, guys, let her score at least a couple points for this video so we can get some buzz.
Listen, I have...
Bad marketing tactic.
I mean, it's
like,
not bad.
I'm all for, like, equality and women getting
right there,
you know, all that stuff.
Right.
Like, women are just... They've got a real shit hand from guys for quite some time. I will not concede the point that they're not even close to men on the athletic scale.
What's the age range of these kids, do you
think?
They
had to probably be in, like, high school at least. Because, I mean, I'm looking at the guys. They're looking pretty big, and she's
looking older.
If
it's, like, maybe middle school, because girls mature faster than guys.
No, like, they're tall. So I'm guessing high school because she's, like, small, and these guys are, like, tall and big. Okay. So I'm like, all right, they must be in high school.
Something stinks there, too.
I mean, even then, like, did you
see
what...
She's in high school?
Did you see what, like, I think Skylar Diggins or, like, Brittany Griner, they said, like, something about how...
They want
crazy.
More money.
They want more money, and crazy how, like, if LeBron like does something, it gets, like, media, but then, like, no one broadcasts, like, their games. And and she took shots at, like, Tyler Johnson, and he's, like, a NBA player.
Yeah.
And they're looking at him like, why is Tyler Johnson getting paid money? And Tyler Johnson's like, just another average player. And they're getting mad at that. I'm just like, well, you know, it takes. And then someone else said, like, well, it takes a lot to fill up those seats and, you know, get some of that stuff going. Like,
did you hear what Draymond said about this?
Wait, what did he say?
I'd pay them like $100K each just to shut the fuck or make them shut the fuck up.
Damn, Draymond. Like,
I'm sorry, but yes,
you're with. I'm with Draymond on that one.
No, I mean, I'm serious. I'm like, you want more money, so do I.
Do something. Yeah, exactly. We
you
all want
about
money.
The money they're bringing in too. Yeah,
yeah.
It makes
it's like
sense.
We all
it
want money.
Sense.
Branding, like, you know.
Now here's something though. Like, the U.S. women's national team, they should make more money.
Ooh, but. You want to get the, or are you talking about because of the tickets that they bring in, or are you talking about their sheer skill level? Like,
not skill level. Skill level has
nothing
to do with
it.
It's revenue.
It's, yeah, that's all it is. Money. All
so
it
you
is
think
money.
They bring in more than the men's?
That's what I've been told.
Okay. I mean, I don't know if that's a fact or not. I just know the skill level is definitely not.
Oh, I don't know if they bring in more, but they should just get paid. Like, they should get paid more money. Like, they should get paid more money for, like, I don't know. I don't know all the facts on this, but I was told that, like, if they win, they get less, like, all this kind of stuff. Like,
what's the same thing? Like, how many people are attending these games? The World Cup, men's World Cup, came to the women's World Cup, the attendance and the viewership is, like, night and day difference. I think it's the exact same thing as WNBA, NBA.
I don't have the exact stat, but I remember someone told me something that was just like, whoa, that's not okay. I don't know what it was.
Well, that doesn't help. Someone told
well,
me
no
something.
Shit. What do you want me to do? Pull it out of, like, what do you want me to do?
You could Google it.
What do you want from me?
You got a cell phone. You could Google it.
We're running too late. I'm not going to talk on this for an hour.
Let's wrap this up.
So now that Reed's got me all pissed off.
And all frizzled.
You know, you were shit for this intro.
You know, you were a real piece of work. Even with this Colton dude from Bachelor, it started right from there, Reed.
You had a terrible...
It started right from this Bachelor thing. It's all of that.
Well, if you guys want to keep me up past 10 o'clock like this, I'm getting hungry.
Guess who else is up past 10? Everybody else here.
Getting hungry? Haven't eaten in a while.
All right, sorry for this intro.
Guys, we really treat Sound Guy really well, so don't act like, you know.
No, he's actually a really good
guy. He's a really nice guy.
He's a really nice guy. He's a really good friend. I really appreciate him.
He's a really good guy.
Here's Andrew Flagel. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap nigga with the chickens like Popeye.
Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't trying to. All right, we are sitting down with Andrew Flagel here.
Hello.
Hi. Rick, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing
good.
Fantastic.
Reed?
I'm doing better than Rick, that's for sure.
Debatable.
Always better.
Just leave the thing moved
up. Yeah, come on.
You're moving it back and forth.
I like doing this.
Why are you doing better than Rick?
Yeah, let's debate that now.
I was on time. I was prepared.
You live here. You bonehead. You goddamn bonehead.
This is why we need video for that.
You live great. Here.
I was here 3 hours early.
You goddamn weasel. You live here.
Yeah, I'm putting these back on. I can't do this.
Back on.
I'm sorry. I need this. It makes me, it just puts me in the right state of mind.
Just need a barrier from us for a little bit.
Exactly. It just gives me the, you know.
Podcast feel.
What's the look good, play good?
Right.
It's the whole concept.
It's like you're spat it up. Yeah. Your gloves are on. God, all right, we're done.
Yeah, we can't start.
Let's get out.
We've literally been sitting here talking about football for like...
like yeah, guys, you guys don't
like way too long.
You guys don't understand how long we were really
right,
here.
Right, for a long while. It's probably like 35, 40 minutes that we were just talking about football. But we're not going to talk about football right now, at least. You just had a kid.
I sure did. Little lady, about 2 months old.
Little girl.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. I have questions. I do have questions.
A lot.
Fire them away.
When did you know what the gender of the kid was going to be?
Might have stumped me on that question. I forget the exact time. Like
before, you knew before though.
Like, yeah, we knew before, yeah. Okay. So it was like a whirlwind. Like, once we could find out, we did. So, like, I kept pushing my wife, Rachel, to open the envelope. I'm like, open it. And she's like, no, we got to do it, like, in front of our parents, or we got to do it or something. So, like, actually, both of us work for the Brewers, and we have connections, and maybe we do some sort of cool job that some people may know, but I'm not going to reveal. But we had the Racing Sausages actually do a race to show us what it was.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so, yeah. Wow. So
that's pretty cool. That's
yeah,
pretty
so they had, like, cool. I'm not big into gender reveals, but we're like, they're
why
offering
not?
It to us.
I was
so
going to say, some of the gender reveals
are kind of cool.
Suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it was sweet. So the hot dog won, and they had a pink sash all over.
Like,
and
in
stuff.
The game? Like, during the game?
No, not during the game. So it was actually, we went to the lakefront, so we went downtown, and so, like, in the background, you see, like, all the big buildings downtown Milwaukee and stuff. It was pretty sweet, so, you know, we were like, can't pass it up, might as well do it.
I mean,
some people are going to think we're lame, but I don't care.
I think that's pretty cool. I mean, I'd tell you if I think your gender reveal sucks.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. The best ones are the guys who, like, you know, they throw the ball up, but then they whiff. Like, when they're supposed to be
hitting with the bat.
Like, they're just the best because that guy sucks.
Yeah. But. I've seen a lot of very poorly done gender reveals.
Oh, absolutely.
Who was that one? There's some guy who had another girl. Like, he had
Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daddy's always
he was
happy.
Not, he did not look satisfied.
Gordon Hayward was so pissed that he had another girl. Which kind of leads me into my next question. Did you have a preference? Did you want a boy?
Man, I just wanted a healthy kid.
Yeah.
You hear so many situations. Actually, like, we get serious for a second, I guess. Like, through the whole thing, like, my wife had, like, a lot of complications with it. Like,
I heard about that.
Strongest lady I've ever met just through it all. Like, 10 hours in surgery afterwards. Like,
Holy boy.
So, like, you know, it's something that it was unprecedented. And, you know, being a 23-year-old lady, you'd think that everything should go as planned.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and you see it from the movies and everything. You're like, you go in, you have a baby, you come on home, and you live the rest of your life. Like, yep. It wasn't quite the case, but, like, you know, today, actually, it's a today's the first day she was able to get back in and work out, too. So, like, she's, like, super jacked about that, and I'm so
she's
proud of her.
She's working out?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a, you know.
Wow.
Right, she's chomping at the bit to get back into it, so I'm happy for her. Like, she's doing that. She's back in grad school. Like,
dude, shout out to
yeah,
her.
Yeah, man, it's insane.
Let's go.
So she's a trooper crazy. And such a great mom. So I'm blessed beyond belief to have her in my life.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that on Facebook like right away, and I
yeah.
just like you just never expect something like
right.
that to ever happen, and right. then if it had like that's almost just surreal. Like, was it just like,
dude? At one point, I'm holding Alana, that's my daughter's name,
yeah.
I'm holding her in my arms, and I'm like, lady, it might just be you and me. Like, you know, it's scary, but, like, you know, you just, she got through it, you know. It's like, oh, glory to God with that, but holy cow, like, it's just, it's insane, like, what all went down. And then she's in the ICU for about a day and a half, too. And what's crazy is, like, so she's sedated, she's... You know, she's down, she's every once in a while open her eyes, kind of flicking around, lights are on, no one's home, what it looks like.
Yeah.
Her mom is actually a sign language interpreter, and she's, you know, she's there, she's trying to figure out what she wants. She can nod yes or shake her head no. All of a sudden, she starts signing the different things that she wants. Rachel is, I'm like, I have no idea what that means, but like, I'll find someone who does.
Yeah.
So I call her mom over, and her mom's like, she wants movies. She wants you to bring movies to the hospital.
Like, dude.
Yeah. While she's under, just signing things. It's insane. Like,
what? Dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
she's
is
like
insane.
A superhero. I don't know. Like, it's wild.
That is just.
Right. Just have the instinct to do that while
right.
you're under.
Yeah, exactly. Like just.
Come
to...
on. Who does that?
You know? Wow. Like, I don't even.
Yeah.
I don't even, like.
Blows my mind. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's right. that's
no idea.
Absolutely
like how,
insane.
Like how?
Yeah.
How?
That's but so cool at the same time.
Right.
I mean, thank God that she's okay.
Yeah,
like,
no joke. Like, I mean, it's I wouldn't be able to do this on my own. Like, geez,
it's hard enough to give birth to a child.
Right.
Like, just to do that, like the whole thing, just like
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
You know, all
stuff,
of that.
All that
all
stuff.
That
all
stuff.
That. Yeah.
Right.
Like, all that stuff.
Man, she brought me to birthing class one time. Like, there's like at the hospital they have those, and you're just like, oh, there's that. Like, it's just like if you guys have a kid, you know, you gotta go to it, but you're gonna have a whole new perspective on your life. Yeah. So stop being serious about it now. You know,
yeah,
I can't do it. Sorry for that image.
Yeah, I mean, I just like, again, God willing, kids are far off for me, and
right.
I know he feels the same way,
way out.
but at the same time, like, I know that most guys always say that they want a boy,
mm-hmm.
and for me, I don't know what it is, but I want a girl.
There's something about daddy's little girl.
Yeah,
something
I think that's
it.
Such a special relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I want to have a girl. I don't know what it is, but I think that would be so cool to have a girl. I mean, obviously, if I have a boy, like, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
You're
okay, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're all right with that.
Yeah, I'm not going to get mad at having a boy, but having a girl, I don't know. I think that would be super cool.
Well, no, there's something cool about it. And, like, you know, I at least for me, like, it wasn't that I preferred one over another.
Right.
It was like, I was nervous to have a girl because I'm thinking in the future, I'm like, I know bad guys. Like, you know, it's like,
exactly.
That's what your thing is like the protective instinct. And then I think about it even more. I'm like, I know a ton of good dudes too.
Right.
Like, I can't wait. I know this is years down the road, but like, I can't wait to see her hopefully bring home like a good dude who like, you know, I can bring over and watch football on a
exactly.
Sunday.
Right.
Like, that's sweet to me. Like, I don't know. So it's like kind of what you're saying. Like, you look forward to that because like, I get a new friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Just another guy like, so, you know, you want to come over and watch football or what?
Yeah, exactly.
So you like football? No. You got to get rid of him.
That's one that can't stay.
Gotta go.
Oh, what was I going to say? I think that, like, I'm just going to go there. Yeah, I'm going to go there. I think that, like, guys just have the hardest time, like, accepting the fact that they're going to have a daughter who's, like, sexually active one day.
Yeah. yeah. No joke.
And it's like, I don't know, when you step out of, like, that whole just masculine concept of, like, oh, I can't have that and realize, like,
right.
You're a guy and mm-hmm. you've, you know, whatever, and you've been through it. Once you let that go, then it's... Then the idea of having a daughter to me is just like, I don't know. I think that
turns on its head, yeah.
Exactly. I think that that's just such a, and what a challenge that is to like raise a girl who, I mean, obviously you're a guy. So like you got to raise someone who you don't even fully understand yep. everything, you know, like that connection with mom, like mom knows everything going yeah. on and you got to just be dad, which everyone just kind of knows what dad is in that situation, but still, that's, I don't know, that's just like,
you're it's difficult.
100% correct.
Like,
yeah.
It's difficult. Like, some of those situations, just like, oh, go to your mother. Like,
yeah.
The situation is like, I don't know, call your mother. Like, those things, like, that, it's hard. It's
yeah,
really, really
absolutely.
Hard.
Absolutely. It's oh. just, either way, though, I think, like, and this is something I want to kind of touch on just briefly here, but,
for sure.
That's like your kid. Does that ever
yeah.
trip you out?
Yes.
Does that ever
oh my god, this is yeah. mine. Yeah, like yeah. mine.
So like, you know, there's just those moments. Like, it's not all the time. You're like, okay, I'm carrying this thing around. Like, I
yeah.
gotta take care of it. Sometimes that sounds bad. We can cut that, right?
We'll cut that.
We'll cut that out. Don't worry. We'll cut that out. That's out.
No, I'm just kidding. So no, it's just like there's times where you know it's you know it is a labor of love, mm-hmm. but like can't forget the labor part. Like there's times where it's like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't say it, I'm doing it because Rachel's a trooper and wakes up with her all the time because
yeah.
she's right next to her. But, you know, there's those times where you're like dog tired and you're like, oh, I don't want to change this diaper. Can't you just sleep with a wet diaper? Like, obviously, no. But like, but then there's those other times where like, you're just like, I'm just holding her. I'm just looking at her. I'm like, I made that. Like,
yeah.
Right?
That
yeah.
is just
that's
mine.
What it is.
Like
the creation
forever.
Part
yeah.
of like,
that
is this
insane,
is
man.
Me. Like me,
your genes.
All
right?
of that.
Like,
yes.
Chemical, all just, all those things. Just.
Well, I mean, like, and there's, like, at the start, like, for me, looking at babies, like, they don't look like anyone to me.
Yeah.
I know, like, everyone's like, oh, she's got your nose. I'm like, I don't know that she does. Or doesn't.
I don't
like,
see that.
Then there's, you know. It was kind of funny. I'm looking at her, like, and when she came out, she's, like, really white. Like, really, really white. And I'm like,
nurse?
No, I'm just playing. But now, like, she's starting to, like, now that she's starting to, like, you know, skin's getting darker and stuff like that. And, like, when I was a baby, I was super pale, too.
Yeah.
Like, and I knew that was going to happen. You know, obviously, I'm playing. But, like, you know, skin's getting darker. And I'm like, wow, like, you know, I put my hand up to her, like, I'm seeing that like middle ground between Rachel and I, and like it's really cool. Like you see the combination of both of us in her, and
yeah.
like you know, it's there's, I've yet to have a feeling like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like you look like that's my kid.
You can't you replicate
know?
That,
you can't,
right? Like
you, know.
You cannot replicate yeah. the feeling of like seeing you in someone
yeah.
else because it's literally
right.
like you
right.
pass that along. That's just out of this. Like I can't even.
Yeah,
I've thought about that, and I will like I don't even
you don't even know until
right. It, I mean,
exactly.
You won't know until you have kids of your own.
Yeah, like, exactly.
And like I don't know. I just like I'm just gonna you know. Hopefully, I'm able to have kids.
Yeah.
And if I am, then I'm pretty sure. Like we didn't we like Rick and I were like Googling this. Like, what is the male infertility rate?
Yes.
We just wanted to be sure.
We just wanted to be sure if like
it's actually 7%.
7%. That's rather high.
That's pretty high.
Yeah.
Like, pretty high.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, okay. Either way, I just know I'm going to have this kid and I'm going to put it in my hands. And I'm just going to bawl my fucking eyes
all
out.
Emotions. All emotions.
That's just, like,
yeah.
I just know that that's going to be the case because it's just like, I think that that is, as much as it scares just me to death, the
yeah.
thought of having a kid, that is, it's got to be like, I mean, people, like, live for that. Like right. that's that like
yeah.
That's like the defining. That's like the defining moment in right. lives is having a kid.
Well, and like that's the thing. So like you know you brought up like you know it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, you know going into it like I, you know I'll be straight. Like you know it wasn't something that we were like yep let's go have a kid right now. Like at the time we weren't you know we were definitely not looking to create a child or yeah, anything. Right. And we're like you know what are we gonna do like. What's going to happen? Like, I look at my parents, like, you know, I actually, you know, parents both WLC grads as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they had me when they were in college. I'm talking to my dad. I'm like, dude, like, what do I do? And, you know, him being, you know, my parents never got together. And, like, he's, you know, he's like, you know, you just do it. Like, bring her everywhere you go. Like, what do you mean? He's like, I took you to, like, everything. He's like, if I went over to my friend's house, there you were with me. Like, it was just like, It was super cool, like, to hear that, and I'm like, I can totally do that. Like, yeah, just, right. like that's like, the great thing. Like, nobody doesn't want to see your kid.
Yeah.
Like, I thought about that at first. I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, my life's over. I'm not able to do anything. It's like, it expands so much yeah. more, actually. Like, because everyone's like, yeah, bring Alana along. Like, she can hang out and, you know, watch the Brewer game or something like that, and it's sweet. Like, you know, there's just so many people that are, especially when you have such a good support system and, like, you know, just the, you know, the intermixing of friends that all of us have and like the fact that like they don't, you know, they dip into different pools and stuff like that. And just how many people are interested in seeing your kid, how many people want to hold your kid, like all these different things, like you really turns out as like just something that's amazing. All those fears that you had of, you know, what could go wrong, all that, it just starts to go away. Like, and it's just something you're thankful for the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, I know that I have a friend whose kid is now 2 years old, just turned two
mm-hmm.
in July. And I love, like, I'll go out of my way to see that kid.
Yeah.
I love that kid. Like, it's just really cool. Like, it absolutely scares me to think that I sure. would have to raise one myself.
Yeah.
But, like, just the idea of it, I would never be upset or angry or, like, always bring that kid around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love seeing him so much, and he's just like, I love that kid, and yeah. I hardly even know him, but I love that kid. Quick pivot, but another question. Just based on my feeling on raising kids, do you ever feel like while you're raising this kid, do you ever get the feeling of like, obviously, you're the parent, but do you ever think, man, there should be some parental supervision here? Like, someone else needs to be watching me yes. as I watch this kid.
Like, do I got it all?
I would just be like, you know, am I doing this right? Is everything going okay?
Right, like, just good? All of those procedures, like, I, like right. is this baby
feels
okay?
Warm, but I don't even yeah. know what warm feels
yeah.
like.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah when your parents, like, check your head, you got yeah, a fever. Like,
my
like,
mom,
I don't know.
Am I don't know. I don't know.
I'm hot. Is she hot? She's hot. I don't know. Did she take off her clothes? I don't know what's going on here. All those things.
So one thing that's nice is I got two crash courses actually. So I have a brother who I have one brother who's 13 years younger than me and one that's 15.
Okay.
So naturally I had to do some
right.
you know detail of like learning how to deal with a kid. Granted, there's a little different plumbing down there. So that's honestly a lot. I mean, it's a ton scarier in a girl because we won't get into it. Like
right.
that's a talk for your mothers and fathers.
I understand. I understand.
Yeah. The thing is with it, like, you know, it helped me out. Like my wife, like she had babysat kids, stuff like that, but she didn't know like a few different things. And like now she's a pro. She's like a million times better than me.
Yeah.
Like, but like I knew the basics of how to do these different things just because I watched my brothers so much. Like, you know, my mom and my stepdad worked like late and stuff like that. I'd have to pick them up every once in a while from different things. And like, I'd just be sitting at home, you know, give them a break. And there's just a lot of stuff that I got to figure out, like stuff that you learn on the fly as a parent that I got to figure out with my brothers, which is so nice. You know, obviously I worry a little more with my own kid.
Yeah.
But like, you know, had I not had the experiences with my brothers when I'm, well, Rachel, if you're listening to this, just plug your ears for a minute. When she's gone and I'm watching her, there probably wouldn't be those times where I just put her in her chair and play Madden. Because like, I would be like, no, I need to hold her, like, no matter right. what, like, freaking
out. Oh, absolutely.
Out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just have right by your
now
face.
Now I'm like, okay, I'll put her there and like, I can, you know, sorry, not play Madden, go and do the dishes and like vacuum and stuff right. like that. Like,
all the productive stuff.
All right, exactly. You know, everything, all take care of the house that you know, I haven't done for
File your checkbook, all those things.
Yeah,
you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's just like, you know, having those experiences, it just helps with the freedom entity of it. Like, and I think that helps us out a lot, just like, especially as young parents, you know, just it's something that you lose sight of if you don't necessarily have that experience. Like, go do your stuff. Like, go have fun.
Yeah.
And she can come with. She's already come to 2 weddings with us and slept through the entire thing. Must She's be nice. Phenomenal. So, great. You know, just do your thing still.
Yeah, that's, I think, I mean, I have a, like, my brother's 7 years younger than me, so, like, I changed a couple diapers mm-hmm. when I was younger. Nothing that I would, like, remember now, right. obviously, that's all gone, but, are you a solid diaper changer?
Real good.
Real good?
Oh, I'm real good. I've been, through the years, been peed on so many times that I always have something, you know, like something in the other hand that when it sprays, boom, got it. Like, yeah. See, she's learning to outsmart me though, because like she won't necessarily. She'll wait till I just am throwing the other one away, and she's like, literally, she'll just sit there and smile at me, like, "I gotcha." Oh, I gotcha, Dad. Like, that's one thing too. Like, when you see your kids smile. Oh, my goodness. Like, she's just smiling all the time. Now, every day before I go to work and have to deal with other people's kids, I make sure, like, I look at her, and I'm like, can I just get a big old smile? And she looks at me for a little bit. I'm like, I'm not going to get it this time. And then just this big old gummy grin. Like, it's great. Like,
that's your kid feeling emotion.
Right.
Right. Like and just, like, emotion. Literally watching her grow from there, because there's times where, like, you could tell, like, normally a baby would smile from it when they're older, but she's just, like, dead, like, kind of, like, duh face type yeah. thing, just like rolling back and forth, mouth closed. I'm like, you look like you're trying to have fun at least. And then now she's like, she'll giggle at you and she'll smile and stuff like that. I could go on and on about it, like just like we could with football, but
yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, so it just, the smile is like the most amazing thing.
Yeah. And then how far ahead do you think, as far as like, what are you looking forward to next?
That's tough. You know, she brings those up. Like,
yeah.
You know, now she's doing a lot of tummy time, so she's trying to pick her head up and look around right. and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, she's really struggling. You know, she's one thing, she actually had a dislocated hip when she was born. Hmm. So, I mean, it sounds a lot worse than it is. So she had dislocated hip, but, like, the bone structure is so soft that, like, it slides back in pretty easy. You know, yeah. She had to be in like this brace for 6 weeks. And let me tell you, when she couldn't take it off at all, when we took it off, that thing stunk. Like, I didn't know babies could stink. Like,
could imagine.
Stunk.
Right. Like, could imagine.
Anyway, so she, you know, we'll put her down. And I think some of it that, she, you know, her legs may not be as strong just from getting her, like, you know, but she's like trying to lift her head up. And you just hear her like, it sounds like she's crying, but she's really just like determined to try to
put in that work right now. Yeah.
And she's determined, trying to get that head up, trying to look around and stuff. And she hears our voices. She's trying to go there, but like, you know, just not strong enough yet. But she tries so hard and it's cool. So I guess that to answer your question, yes, I'm hoping she can push herself up and look up. That's the next milestone.
Yeah. That's like, that was another thing that I thought was really cool. Like, as I watched my, my friend's kid, like, kind of start to grow up, and obviously he's only 2, so there's still plenty left to do, but, like,
right.
there's all these things that you and I, like, that we would never think of that are, like, little milestones that all the parents know, like, what's going, like, what my child is trying to do
right
now.
Like, it's the
it's
tummy
incredible.
Time.
Yeah, it's incredible. That, it's there's the so crawling, many. Yeah.
Right? And after that, it's, like, stand them up a little bit and let them get on their feet a little bit so they can start to walk, like, all those things, just like
Travis' kid learn how to throw a ball right now.
Yeah, throw a ball, and then more than that, just like learning to grab things and eat it and put it to their mouth. Yeah. So like teaching them right. to like do that. I watched my niece do that, and like I remember when my like when I haven't seen her in like a couple months.
Yeah,
and when I would come back and she looks at me and like she looks at me and she's like, I don't know who you are. Like I can't touch her. Like I can't touch her. I'll come around and she's like, get away. But then like for a little bit she'll warm up to me. But then I'm like I watch her and I'm like, and they're like, oh, you missed a lot. She's now like picking herself up and like starting to like. Use things to walk around, like, so she'll use, like, the edge of like the table and like stand up and like walk around the table. And I'm just like, not too long ago, you couldn't even get up. I'm like, what happened? Right. Like, how is this happening? And it's like, that stuff is fast. Right. And that stuff just like happens.
Yeah,
and, like,
it just is like.
It just goes. And as a parent, you just watch that stuff. And like, I mean, to my sister, this is her second kid. So she's just like, anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, but to see that as a parent still is just like, ugh. Like, right. I finally got to see that. I was like, oh, wow.
When they start talking, that's the part to me that's just like.
Unreal.
That's got to be the part that like. Yeah, when they, like, obviously when they say their first word, that's just, like, when you really take in the full scope of what that really mm-hmm. means of, like.
They're going to be saying
like
stuff.
Like, my kid just said a word. Like,
right? No matter like, what it is.
Obviously, a lot has been going on inside that they haven't been able to vocalize until they can get, like, the motor skills down right. and everything. But they've been ready.
Right? They've been ready.
They just haven't been able to, but
to verbalize for you.
Exactly. And that's just like, it's all those little things. And then they start talking. And before you know it, you're having like
a conversation right. with your kid. With your
and they don't
kid.
Make sense.
Like, not at all.
But you're still
Hardly
talking.
They don't make sense at all. Like, that was one thing with my brothers. Like, I got, you know, I'm like 16, 17 at the time. I'm like. Like, you know, he does all this stuff, and, like, it didn't matter that much to me because I saw it all the time. And, like, I know it sounds bad, but, like, again, it's the, you know, when it's your kid or whatever, yeah. when you're an adult, probably more of that. You know, I'm 17. I'm like, yeah, you can feed yourself now. I've been able to do it for a while.
Like, yeah, get out of here.
Very
like,
cool.
We're talking. I'm like, what do you want to eat? And he's like, unicorns. I'm like, you're an idiot. So I'm glad I had a baby a while later, so I had that compassion behind
right.
me a little bit. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I just I think about that. I'm very fascinated with like the brain and all that kind of stuff, and so it just like infancy and like that developmental time is. Fascinating to me because first of all they have those like reflexes
mm-hmm.
that they come pre-made with, like if you put the finger out they'll grab that, and then they have some other ones too that I forgot about. I took a class on it but I forgot. I find it so fascinating that they are like, my sister nannied for like young kids, like babies. And she always says, like, they're really smart and they're very intuitive. You'd be shocked at, like, what they know is going on. They might not be able to, like, confirm to you that they know what's going on, but they're kind of with you. Like, they're kind of with you.
Yeah. So one thing, like, one thing that's crazy to me is, like, so when she's hungry, like, and she knows it's time to eat, like, she just, like, literally just starts smacking her face. Like, it sounds crazy, but like, so like, you know, say Rachel's holding her, she just like starts like banging her head on Rachel because she's looking for the food source.
Right. Yeah.
And she crawls her way down to there. Like, it's insane. Like, that's a crazy, crazy thing. Like, imagine like, oh, sorry, Reed. I think I moved the mic on you. It's a crazy thing because like, who would think, yep, I'm just going to smack my head on this thing so I can go get food.
That's
like,
I,
like
that,
I know that.
That's
like
her
that,
way.
That, and like, I know that that's what I need to do.
Right. That's her way of, you know, like in her head.
That's
in
her communication.
Head,
yep. Or like something.
Like that's what, God knows what it
yeah,
looks
right.
like in there, you know, or what it.
But that's what she needs to do.
Right. That's know? Always just really funny to watch though.
Yeah.
Got it.
Like, all right, all right.
And when
all
she
right.
finds, right there.
Right?
I always wonder like, because obviously we were all babies at one point in time. So I always wonder, like, clearly you can't remember anything, but I want to know, like, what that's like in the head. Like,
yeah.
I want to know, are they thinking? What are they thinking? What are they? Because obviously that they have to be thinking before they can talk. They don't just, like, ooh, first word just,
that's
ran, just
yeah.
randomly
yeah.
hit me.
Or, like, you know, what do we, I don't want to say retain, but, like, what sticks with us that in our subconscious that we don't know?
I think a lot does.
Yeah.
I think a lot does.
It's gotta be stuff.
I think a lot does. I mean, you're actually like, when you're like 2 to 3 years old, you actually have the most neurons in your head, and then they start then they start pruning away, like redundancy and just stuff that doesn't get used and all that kind of stuff. But they're forming.
So we're the smartest when we're 2 and 3 years old.
You could make the argument. You could make the argument.
Crazy to think.
Rick, do you have any questions? Reed, do you have any questions?
Sound guy?
Any thoughts?
Trying to make a GIF.
A baby GIF?
It'll be a surprise. It's pertinent. It's pertinent.
All right. Okay, it's pertinent. Good to know. I feel like I had one more burning question here, but I can't really remember what it was. Do you got anything?
I was trying to think. Sound guy?
This one's for Adam.
A question for me?
Yeah.
Sound guy.
Been waiting on this for a long time.
Do you feel like your kid is just going to be an absolute turd to deal with?
And I like this question. That's my biggest fear.
Like, that's my biggest
fear. Oh, I thought that was, like, targeted at me.
Oh, no, like...
And, like, my personality.
My fear...
I thought it was definitely a target.
Well, it's not a target.
50-50.
If the shoe fits.
Yeah, exactly. Because, fuck.
You don't want to have a turd kid.
You don't want a turd kid.
No one wants a turd kid.
I feel like you're a product of your environment. If you nurture your child, you're not going to have... Obviously, genetics, but, like, between nature and nurture, nurture is more important than... like your genetics. So I know that if I like you get out what you put in. So if you don't be a turd to your child,
I'd say it's going to be a mirror image basically. Like if you're a turd, kids probably right.
Monkey see, monkey do. Exactly. Like you're not going to I don't worry about that at all.
Dude, you see this stuff as a teacher and a coach all the time. Oh my gosh. Like we I remember watching this Aziz Ansari stand-up comedy special, and he, like, just talks about how, you know, he's like, I'm worried that I'm going to have a bad kid. Like, you know, I'm going to go to a parent-teacher conference, and, you know, they're going to be like, he's like, well, your son, yeah, I know my kid sucks. Like, my kid's crappy. Like, I literally had that during a parent-teacher conference last year. I was like, hey, insert name is not doing too hot in class, and he or she's getting in trouble, and parents just like, yeah, this kid's awful at home too. I don't know what to do. Like, can you at least just try to like manage it a little?
Like I thought it would change when he got here.
Exactly. Yeah. That's like just, that was an exact quote. Like, were you there? Parents just like, yeah, getting here. It's because I teach middle school. Getting here from elementary school, thought it might change. Guess not. That's basically how we ended the conference. So I was like, all right, have a great day. Like, okay. I don't know.
Kids are a product of their environment.
Yeah. Right.
That's,
you get a lot of that.
Kids are a product of their environment. So, like, no, I don't worry about that. I worry about my kid. Like, I was a little angel in, like, grade school. Like, I didn't do... I was a good kid. Like, I was never getting in trouble. I mean, everyone does something, but, like, unless you're, like, a nerd. But I didn't...
Freaking nerd.
I wasn't a nerd, so...
I was a good kid, not a nerd.
All right, I wasn't a nerd.
Yeah, I wasn't a nerd.
I was a little bit smart at times when, you know, like,
like you shine at certain points.
No, not smart. Like smart. Like I was a smart ass.
Oh, okay, that's what it was.
Not like intellectually, right. But
and correct, Adam.
No. Like I've never been a good student. But I was, you know. I would, you know, take little jabs if I ever found the opportunity, like. Just the smart ass kid. Everybody
basically
knows
told the line.
Everyone knows a smart ass kid, and that was like that. I worry about my kid doing that, but at the same, you know, because like I know that would be a headache for a parent. Like, dude, just shut up. Just shut up, and
but you can't pin anything on him.
Yeah,
or just say, you know what you're doing. What am I doing?
Exactly.
Yeah,
like because I know how I was as a kid. Like, just difficult. Like, just not bad. Just difficult. So I worry about that a little bit because I could see how it could be such an incredibly frustrating thing to just have to deal. Because then as your kid goes, another question. Okay, here's a question.
Boom, yep, here we go.
See, sometimes you just got to you gotta shuffle through.
That's right.
And then it comes out. Obviously, you have your personality and your likes, your dislikes. Have you ever considered, like, having a kid who, or if your kid isn't going to share any of your interests?
Yes. So, obviously I'm a big sports guy.
Yeah.
I coach the big three with baseball, basketball, and football. And, right now, like, every time we're at home, I put her in her chair and we got this tiny football. I put it by her feet and she kicks it. So I'm like, you're going to be a kicker. More than likely.
That's
you know,
it.
Yep, that's your calling, you know. My dad's the softball coach at Wisconsin Lutheran, and he first thing he said when he picked her up, he's like, oh, great, you're out now. Can you pitch yet?
Right.
You know? So it's just, you know, I would love for her to be into sports. Like, I'd love for her to, like, my wife is a college volleyball player.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, your chances are good.
Right. So there's, you know, and we both, in you know, we both enjoy sports a ton. So there's a high possibility that she likes sports. But if she doesn't, you know, she doesn't, she's still mine, and I get to still look at her with that smile that at some point won't be gummy anymore and is still going to be just as cute. Like, you know, it's, she's still my daughter, and, like, you know, no matter what, still going to love her. You know, it's obviously great that you have the interest, same interests and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but in the end, like, you find a way.
I also think that it could be really, really cool. Like, for example, if, you know, you have a kid and they're into something that you're not into at all, but they're so passionate about it that you're going to end up being
up about
exactly. You're going to be like, you ride that horse.
Exactly.
Like, you play that violin, whatever it is. Like, you do it and you're like, you know, you're all
in.
Like,
yeah.
Well, like, that actually reminds me of we were watching on one of my last days of freedom before school started. We were watching Role Models. And
just watch this.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, when he gets paired up with the kid who's LARPing.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rachel's like, what happens if she's into LARPing? It's like, we're going to have to become really good at it.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, you're in LARPing now.
And I'm a LARPer, I guess.
Paul Rudd's
in LARPing.
Ends up being a badass LARPer. Like,
LARPer, yes.
To be fair, they're just the band Kiss.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Kiss My Anthea. That was great.
That was good.
That was great, dude. We literally just watched that movie. It was so good. But I think that that's really cool to, like, have your kid get into something that you're not in. Obviously, it would be really cool to, you know, be interested in the things you're interested in. But at the same time, you get a chance to be opened up to something completely new.
Mm-hmm.
And if your kid is passionate about something, there's just 0% chance that you're not going to, like, get fired up about
if
that.
You,
there's
if
no
you
way.
Don't get fired up. You're just a pud, man.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
I don't know how you, like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, that you can go into that on and on. You see that so much, and it's sad. And, like,
yeah.
Never doing that. If she's into something, we're going to be into it. So.
Yeah, you'd hate to, like, you'd hate to see, you know, you've seen the parents who, like, live vicariously through their kids, who, like, make them do certain things and all that kind of stuff. And it's just like, no, you know, you just want, I'd be excited for whatever it is my kid wants to do.
Right.
Don't care what it is. Go be you.
Encouraging.
Be you, be different, be unique, be an individual. And that's, like, one of the coolest things of seeing a kid grow up, I think.
Right. It's got to be, like I said, it's got to be encouraging through it all.
Yeah.
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 Be a fan. Not, like, that's going to be one thing that's tough for me. Be a fan, not a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she plays sports?
If she plays sports. Sorry. I just jumped out of the gun there. Yeah. No. If she plays sports, you know, like that fan, not coach.
Are you going to coach? Are you going to coach?
What was that?
Are you going to coach if she plays sports?
Like, keep coaching.
I mean, no. Are you going to coach her?
Oh, no.
Right.
No.
I couldn't do it.
No.
it's the same thing with my dad. Like, my dad was like, I will never coach you. Like,
I think that's a great choice.
Yeah. Well, and I don't want to be, like, overbearing.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing that You know, I'm not saying my parents, I'm not saying, you know, it's just like you see, like for baseball, I look over into a dugout one time, and by one time, a number of times for the same kid that just getting his bat bag packed for him by his parent. I'm like, excuse me? Like, you can't do that on your own? Like, I don't know. It's just like, that, like, that's like the flip side of it all. Like, you know, being super encouraging and passionate about your kid, but like, they need to learn how to grow up too and be a kid as well. So like, I'm excited for her to do that. And like, I say that now, and I know there's going to be so many bumps in the road with it all, just like there were for us too. Like, but you have to have that. Otherwise, like, you're not going to succeed as a human being. Like, and I think that's one thing that gets forgotten at times. Like, you know, there's times that you're going to have to be, pull yourself away a little bit and let them just live. You know?
That's
huge.
That's one of those things where it's just like there's those moments where, you know, like, it's time for me to let them learn.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously, you've got, you know, a million parenting comes with a million things, and that's just one of them. So right. Yeah, that's props to you, man. You're doing it. You're right. You're what, 2 months in, you said?
Yeah, 2 months.
Two months in. You're getting it done. You're making it happen.
Yeah.
Is it much less 2 months? Is that enough time to, like, take a lot of the stress out of it?
Well, now with school starting, it's different. It's just learning, like, you know, how to handle everything. And then just, like, with my wife going back to school, too, like, we've been blessed that my sister-in-law is able to help out and take over. Shout out to you, Allie. She helps out on Thursdays. And then on Wednesdays, there's another woman that Rachel's friends with, and she has two kids. So they flip-flop days. So on Mondays, Rachel will go over and watch them with Alana, and then Wednesdays, Rachel will drop her off, and then...
See, people just make it work.
Right. Yeah, it's awesome.
People just make it work.
Yeah.
Well...
That's great.
Yeah, good. Well, it was good. I actually really enjoyed this. Yes. I feel like I feel like I learned a lot, because, like I said, I have my friend who has a kid, but I've never, like, sat down and, like...
Talked
about all this kind of stuff. So it's really cool to hear about it. It's really cool to hear about it. You're paving the road for the rest of us, and we'll be coming to you with all the questions when the time comes. Because,
hey, man, I'll hopefully be able to show you the way, maybe.
You seem like you got the answers.
I appreciate it, man.
In my opinion.
The answers for a millennial father.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm giving credence to the Flag Daddy name now. Yeah. They made me change it, though. Like, they're like, hey, you're in a professional now. Like, you can't be Flag Daddy. I'm like, oh. So I'm now Coach Flagel OC. Yeah, that's fun. Whatever.
That's like a shame.
It was right after Rachel changed to Flag Mama, too. I was like, this is dope. Oh. Yeah. They're like, you got to change it. They're like, we can't tweet about you. I'm like, I don't care. Like,
don't tweet.
Like, don't tweet about me then.
That's a shame. That's a shame that you had to lose it like that.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
All right. Well, good talking to my man.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay, so that was our conversation with Andrew Flagel. A fun one, an interesting one, a different one, something that we definitely haven't talked about at all yet. A unique perspective from someone, you know, kind of going through something that the three of us have that. Sorry, I have terrible commitment issues.
Like, I think this should be like a rental, like rent a kid. Like, rent a kid for like a couple.
What age would you rent at?
You should be all ages, all the way up to like 18. Like rent one of those.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to rent an older kid. Like, hey,
I'll be doing drugs at these parties. Whose house are you staying at?
Okay. Yeah, like just rent a kid. Just like
I'd probably rent like a 4 or 5.
Rent a baby. Just it teaches you time management. It teaches you certain things.
And Flago is saying, like, middle of the night, kids crying. See, that's the thing where I'm like, oof.
Well, what age would you rent?
Yeah,
probably like the
smallest one?
The fresh out of the oven. Just try that, because if you can get through that,
Like, I guess, know, but then that's just that's like, what's the? I mean, yeah. So you're doing it to like learn things? Because me, well, I just want like some entertainment.
Okay, yeah, I guess. Well, but I mean, no, but
it's fine.
Probably take it to the bar with you. Attract a lot of attention, you know.
Okay, yeah, use
it. Is that really positive attention?
Well, I don't know. You never know.
Take a nice little walk down the street, you know.
I'm just walking down Brady.
Walking down Brady next.
I think you're losing more than you're gaining by bringing a child to the bar.
Mom's not in the picture. She left us. It's just me and Sport here, you know, me and Junior.
That really looks like, hey, I knocked up a girl and I got stuck with this kid.
And then come help me. Yeah, come get into my life.
Yeah, I'm trying my best here, you know. Trying my best to give the everything.
What age would you rent? What age would you rent?
I'm probably renting like at least like 10, 11.
10, 11. How long would you lease it for?
I'm leasing 10, 11, and I'm lasting a year till I can celebrate. Oh, you're doing a year. I want to celebrate a birthday. I want to celebrate, like, oh, man, he just turned 12.
Well, you should scoop it up right before.
And after that, as soon as the birthday is over, I'm like, all right, it's that time. You got to go.
Fun ride.
It was fun.
Take it
right after his birthday. Like, right after his birthday, he has to go.
Yeah, but then you got to do things the kid wants to do. See, if it's just a baby, it's like, Fuego said,
that's what I want.
Take it everywhere with me.
That's what I want.
So why not, like, 5 years old?
Walking, somewhat talking.
Then you get some talk action.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're just, you know, the thing's just, it's not saying anything to you.
It's looking at you.
It's just pooping, it's crying, it's
changing,
hungry.
You're waking up, and that's it.
But what's the potty training years? Because, like, then I want to full on avoid that.
Then you're looking at about.
I really don't know what potty training years. Larry, yeah. I'll pick it up right after potty training.
Some kids potty train around like one or two.
Society, you know?
One or two kids probably already train.
Yeah.
Walks with leash.
Exactly. Exactly. Like potty trained. Yeah. So I'll filter my search.
Yeah. Good with other babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. No biting.
No biting. Yeah. Doesn't have any of that.
Doesn't draw on the walls.
Not sick. All its shots.
Vaccinated.
Yeah. Vaccinated. Yeah. This is all good.
Yeah. So that was. I liked our little. We all got in close right here.
So we geared, ready for that.
Interesting little
kids
thing.
Kids obviously scare us.
Frightened.
I made it very clear. They terrify me.
When we went to when we went and saw Incredibles 2, I got anxiety just from seeing like all the young looking fathers. Like, I'm like, damn, this guy doesn't look too much older than us.
They're our age.
Yeah, yes, like, it's here. Like, Reed, we're no longer.
My age.
Yeah, we're no longer like 15, 16.
He only looked at
it
a few
this
years on me, and I was like, shit.
This is us. Like, this is when it happens, guys.
That's
like,
what I'm
I know
saying.
You guys
like,
don't
it,
think it, but
it,
this
is
when
time?
It happens.
Is
yeah.
it time?
This is the age when, this is where most people are like, hey, I want a kid right now. Like, they want it now. So
but
like,
also, you got to figure, like, the three dudes who are doing a podcast probably aren't at the top of the list for people who are,
oh,
like,
no.
going to
no,
be
no,
having
no,
a kid
no,
anytime
no, no,
soon.
No. And trust me, it takes two to tango. And trust me, girls are just like, not you guys. Trust me. Don't want you three to do that.
Let's pop into things that millennials have killed. I'm not feeling great today, guys.
Stomach hurts?
Stomach.
Gotta eat something.
Yeah, that's stomach. What it is.
Get a snack.
Apparently, millennials are killing beer. I have two Bud Lights in front of me. Not to brag, but that I crushed.
I crushed two Bud Lights. I crushed it.
White Claws are in.
Yeah, I totally. Trulies are in. So.
I will give you credit. You were on the forefront of that. You were one of the first people drinking those types of
I was doing that back when we were, geez, that had to have been almost 2 years ago now. The first time I picked up a Truly was New Year's, like going into 17.
Were we living in West Dallas at that time?
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
That was going to be my hangover drink, was a Truly, pomegranate Truly. And now the White Claws are really, you know, kind of taking over, but I'm still a Truly guy.
Ciders are kind of, like, hard ciders are kind of getting big. Like, cider bars are popping up now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I just crushed these beers, but
I just crushed these two beers. Crushed it.
Well. Guys will be guys, huh?
Yeah, boys will be boys, guys will
boys,
be guys.
Boys, beer.
Boxing gloves? I don't know.
So have millennials killed beer? Is that true?
I mean, it's tough to say living in Milwaukee, but
Right.
I'm yes. gonna give the thumbs so. Up to this
yes.
one.
Yes. R.I.P. Rip. Rip to the beer. Next, motorcycles. I wish.
Clearly, we have not done good enough of a job.
For those of you who don't know, we are located near Brady Street, and the Harleys overran our stomping ground. They were obnoxious for days on end for Harley Fest. They come ripping through here with no remorse. They got their stupid radios playing loud, and they always got a rev. I've been very vocal about this from the beginning.
Let's get it out of here. Why motorcycles shouldn't have a radio, and like that's just too much. That's a lot of noise.
Put headphones on. Like you can't even hear. They can't even hear.
They can't even hear their own music. There's no way they can hear any music while they're just revving the whole time. There's no way.
The worst part about it was, you know, it's getting late. One in the morning, two in the morning, and my room's farthest from the road. I can hear the motorcycle clear as day. I can hear the radio clear as day. Knock it off.
Just knock it off.
Those son of a guns.
Knock it off.
Yeah, I don't want to spend too much time on it because I've talked a lot about how much I hate motorcycles and
hated Harley
Fest. It's a deep, deep disdain. So like Harley Fest was literally
the worst fest in the
world. Hell, I'm sure is worse. It must be worse. But
Harley Fest
is like, that's kind of the idea for me. Like, that's my personal hell. Like, if you made me like really be around, like it was bad enough being in the proximity, but if you made me like be around that,
like imagine like, you know,
I would have went insane.
You got in trouble for something and you had to do like, you know how like you have to do like community service, and your community service at you know, the fest.
Yes, that would have been the worst
you
thing
like,
you could
sorry,
ever
just
happen
lock
to
me
be.
Up. Yes. Just put me up. Put me away.
Yeah, so in the first episode of this, I'm pretty sure that if I ever became president, I would like outlaw loud motorcycles, and then I did a bang the gavel on it. Mm-hmm.
They know your frustration.
So, and then the last thing that millennials are apparently killing or have killed is Applebee's. Wait, did we say that millennials have killed motorcycles? I'm going to go half thumbs. We're working on it. Not enough. Well, we're still trying to the boomers out of here to get rid of them.
Once the boomers are gone,
yeah,
so are Harleys or our motorcycles.
Okay. So millennials are in the process of killing those. Applebee's. Apparently millennials have killed Applebee's. I'm going to go ahead and say on that one.
Yeah, go ahead and skirt. Hold on.
Hit the brakes. I love Haps.
I fucks with the Haps.
I live for Haps. The what's that? The sampler?
Mm-hmm.
The sampler got little bit of everything.
Yep.
Yes, one of the best deals in the history of ever. And then sometimes they'll do the Long Islands.
Oh.
The Long Islands?
Nail on the head, my friend.
Why? No. No.
Let's keep that alive forever.
Ridiculous. That whoever wrote, I'm sorry. But that's just, I love Applebee's. Love Applebee's.
I'd really like to talk to the person who wrote that because they clearly haven't walked into an Applebee's. One, are they millennial?
Two, must not be.
When was
must
the last time
be.
They walked into an Applebee's at half off apps time?
They're grasping at straws. They're grasping at
didn't
straws.
Didn't we used to meet at Applebee's all the time?
All the time.
That used to be our meet and greet.
All the time.
We lived far. Yeah, we used to meet at Applebee's. Yes. And we had such a great time at Applebee's every time.
Fairly priced food, fairly priced drinks.
When I lived in Toso, we were always going to half off apps at State Street. Right there's the Applebee's, and it was filled with millennials, college students. Because you know what? We can actually afford a decent meal for this. Like it's, and you can get drunk very cheap.
So whoever wrote this is an idiot. Millennials are not killing
Applebee's.
Thumbs down. And then, did you do your bang the gavel that one time? Oh wait, you did, didn't you? The UFC fighter
UFC
one.
UFC fighter. Yep.
No, that's people you can't trust.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Whatever, same thing. We did that, though, didn't we?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. I have a segment that I would like to introduce. I think that you will all enjoy it. It is called Gamify Marsh, because I'm back for another semester at UWM. I'm taking 18 credits, so I get to hang amongst the kids. These kids are young. These kids are young.
Think about it, 2000 on their birth certificate. 2000.
Like, I can, like, and they're all just so excited to be like, I'm in this English class, and it's got to be 95% freshmen, and like we did this icebreaker, and I was like, oh my God.
Yes, that's you,
and everybody's just like, oh, blah blah blah, like I'm excited for classes, I'm nervous about the workload, blah blah blah, like. And then
act like you've been here before.
And they're just like, oh, I'm nervous about just getting acclimated, or I'm excited about the independence that comes with school. And I'm like, you fucking losers. And then I actually, in that class, there's another 25-year-old kid who draw, like, I have not talked to him, but he really makes me so upset because he's already just like already made the jokes of like freshman, blah, 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 blah. Like one of those guys who's like really enjoying his time there.
Okay, you can't do that.
Whereas I'm just like, in my icebreaker, I said like for what am I nervous about? I said being forced to be social. And the teacher,
you said
the
that?
Professor did not like
that. I'm going to guess no one liked that.
But then I said that I was a Justin Bieber fan, so we shot the shit about that a little bit.
Right. Everyone won you back with that one. They won you back.
Yeah. But I all I know is that pretty much for all my classes, I have, like, a group thing to do. Do you know how, like...
Yes.
I know who I am on this, on this campus. Like, I know what people see when they see
When they see you walking
I've
around.
I've seen that guy.
Yeah.
I've been a
you
freshman.
You were in the shoe. Yeah, you were a freshman looking at like, that guy.
Hey, guy.
Leave.
Let it go.
You can go now.
Get out, all right? And then the shitty thing is, for one of them, someone's got to get stuck with me.
Yes. Everyone pairs up.
I get the scraps. Like,
are there groups like going to be happening here? Do you know that for sure?
Yes.
Like, you know, everyone
pairs
up.
I mean, today
I
already had to get into pair, like, into like, we had to make our own groups. It was like, oh, group up. And then for my art class, it's a big lecture hall. And the guy's just like, all right, now, say hi to somebody and, you know, tell them a little bit about
yourself.
Look
to your left and say hi.
And I'm literally sitting there just like,
not going to move. You didn't move a muscle, did you? Of course you didn't.
That went on for probably about a minute, and I did not say a word. And then he was like, okay, now talk to your neighbors about what you think art might be.
Oh, another minute of nothing. Okay, here's the difference. Did anyone try to like?
No.
They knew.
I made sure that no one was going to, like, my face said,
Don't even entertain this situation.
So your neighbors just went kind of like in cold shoulder?
I had
you?
No one direct, like, I had someone to my left, there was probably a solid four seats in between.
Oh, okay.
To my right, there was one seat in between. And the girl, like, she knew.
Got the vibe.
She knew right away. She's like, I'm not trying to.
Do not approach.
I'm not trying to have this problem in this class right now.
Yeah. So, and then I have group projects for other stuff where it's just going to be like, I know no one wants to
have me.
No one wants me, but someone has to have me.
And it's so sad because you know what? That group is in their own group and they talk about you.
They are going to be like, I got the fucking old guy.
They're like,
they're going to have like their own group chat.
Yeah, they're all talking
on their phones without
like that one kid.
He's not doing anything.
Yeah. I'm about to say, he's not doing a thing. He's not talking. Like, why did we have to get him? You're that guy now. You're him.
Do you think you're going to have to go up to your professors for some of these group projects and be like, I need a group.
I think it'll just be that awkward moment in class where it's just like,
oh, where someone just has to be like,
Jenny? Oh, looks like
Adam doesn't have
looks
anyone.
Like,
so
looks
you
like
guys
that
can
guy doesn't have.
Everyone has a group of three, but
my name,
everyone
so
has a group
talk.
Of three, but you guys can have a group of four with Adam.
Yeah. Adam, why don't you join?
Why don't you join
group
that group? It'll be one group of four. All right, that's not bad.
Hey guys,
my name's Adam. Like Professor said.
So that's I couldn't be. I'm such a. Take me out of my element. I'm an extremely antisocial person, and I just shell up. So this is the worst. Especially when it's, like, it'd be bad enough if it was just with, like, normal, like, people my age. But it's, like, kids. It's literally
So now to you, it's kids now. This is kids. Children.
Wow, there's like 7 years between you and those kids. That's just...
Yeah. Like what you're talking about with my English professor, she was like, I don't know if this was serious or not, but like we were talking about it seriously. Like, what emojis would you use or would you not use like in an email to a professor? And I was like, you would never use an emoji ever. But are they just accepting that this is how these kids
it's going to happen? Like, this is just serious? The way they are?
WLC, they were like, you know, things to do as and don'ts of professional emails. And emojis was like number one, never. Memes, never. Like, that's probably next, memes and GIFs.
I couldn't tell if she was being, but if like, she was, then she was not like these kids didn't pick up on it.
Yeah, like they did not know.
You're going to be getting emails, you know, with the 100, the red 100 coming in there.
You're great.
Yeah, that's yeah, awful.
So
or a poop emoji because you failed.
I'll have plenty, like, there'll be plenty more. I'm in a sign language class. There'll be plenty of good content from that. I need to wrap this up and go learn how to sign my name.
That was Reed in sign language for all of our listeners.
Well done. Great radio.
Good job.
And then what else? I'm in an online psych class. I took a class about the Bible.
I like how you had to side mouth that one.
Well, I mean, it's basically a cheat code for me.
Yeah.
Because I know all of it. So I'm going to be like,
oh, extra 2 credits right there. Cool.
I'm trying so much. I feel like in my headphones, I hear that I'm underwater. Like, what did you do to me?
You're underwater.
Something just... It's not like... Drowning? It's going to come through fine, Reed, but... Just not your best work. That's all I'm saying.
We had some snacks.
You sound crystal clear.
Of course I do.
So does Rick.
Snacks. I don't know.
No,
don't touch stuff now.
Don't.
No, he's already underwater. He's drowning. It's too late now.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this episode. We'll see you next week. To the sea, swimming through sick lullabies, choking on your alibis, but it's just the price I pay. Sick.